Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting third, the left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Frank Johnson. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Bob Taylor. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Skip Pitlock. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Skip Pitlock. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Agee reaches second base with a double. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dietz moves to second. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Foy. Dietz scores. Hart moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hart scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Taylor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Giants. Skip Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Giants. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Foy reaches second base with a double. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hart strikes out. Two outs. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Foy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-1 in the game. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Wayne Garrett pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing second base. Ted Martinez now playing shortstop. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clendenon moves to third. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clendenon scores. Swoboda moves to second. It's Mets, 4, Giants, 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Koosman strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Dietz moves to second. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dietz moves to third. Hart moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Al Gallagher now playing third base. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Foy hits a line drive into center field. Mays picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mays. Singleton scores. Clendenin goes all the way around to score. Foy moves to second. It's 6-4, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy juggles the ball. That's an error on Foy. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman is 0-for-3 in the game. Koosman strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dietz moves to second. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Bob Taylor. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Dietz moves to third. Gallagher moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Bob Hisa pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes pinch hits for Jerry Johnson. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing left field. Bob Hisa now playing shortstop. Don McMahon now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-4 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hunt strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-4 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Dietz strikes out. Two outs. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to third. Mays moves to second. John Stevenson pinch hits for Frank Johnson. Ron Taylor now pitching. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Mays scores. Gallagher moves to third. It's Mets, 6, Giants, 6. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson is walked intentionally. Stevenson moves to second. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Giants 6. The Mets will come to bat. John Stevenson now playing left field. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Willie Mays now playing first. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Foy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Mets. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dyer strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason pinch hits for Don McMahon. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.